Carri alla la la parosho, corri alla la la parosho. If anyone in the room has a prayer to pray out, please come to a microphone and do so quickly and now. Corri alla la la. And if you're on Zoom, then just be ready for it in a moment. Corri alla la la parosho. Carri alla la la parosho. Great indeed, O Lord God, there is none like you. Holy, mighty, everlasting Prince and Lord of life, you are great indeed. There is none like you.
Lord our God, we bless you, we praise you, we adore you as we stand in your presence together. Who is there like you? Lord, there is none besides you. And Lord, as we turn to you, fill us. Fill us with your Spirit. Fill us with your love. Fill us with a love one for another. Come, Lord Jesus, because it's you that we need. Amen.
Amen. Fill us with your love for one another and love for you, Lord God. So if you want to pray into this remote, then please do unmute now.
This is from Psalm 40. I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. He drew me up from the desolate pit, out of the miry bog, and set my feet upon a rock, making my steps secure. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Lord, I do bless you and I praise you that you are a firm foundation for us, that you are a rock on which we stand secure. Lord, I praise you that you take us out of the miry bog of sin and you give us new life in you. You give us a firm foundation on which we can stand and build our lives. Blessed be your name.
Amen.
Amen.
So, brothers and sisters, as we just continue in the Lord's presence in worship, let's be in an attitude to receive from him what he has for us. And again, we'll do it the same way as we've done for the words of encouragement and acclamation. If anybody has a sense in the church, bring that up first, and then we'll hear any senses from Zoom afterwards. So let's just continue to be in a disposition where we're inclining our ear to hear the Lord.
Sing of your glory.
The Lord gave me a picture of his hand. On the back of his hand was a hair, and on that hair was a mite. Now, we don't normally see mites, they're so small. But Jesus turned round to that mite and said, "Hello, Rainer, welcome into my home. Welcome to the house of the Lord." He wants to say that to each one of you. Welcome, Trevor. Welcome, Mimi. All you are my children. Welcome.
Let's just respond to the Lord just in our own hearts to that invitation where he says, welcome. Let's say to him, thank you, Lord, that I'm in your presence, I'm in your courts. Let's just quietly say that, and then we'll hear another couple of words.
So this is my first time back in this church, and though it's lovely, I am really missing those of you who can't be here and aren't here, and there's an emptiness because you're not present. But I felt the Lord was saying, though we are many, yet we are one body. Just that, really. And that, yes, we're slightly separated, but we're his Antioch, we're his body, and we are all, like Christ said, welcome into his Father's house as Antioch today. And we are all here, and nothing can separate us from his love. Though we are many, we are one body.
I felt the Lord wanted to remind us about silence and spaces, and I wasn't sure if I should share it, and then I remembered that we're going to hear about taking time for the Lord in our lives. So I think the sense was just, as I looked around this church and there's lots of space, I felt that actually there was a positivity of opening space for the Lord, and that as things open up and as we get busy, to keep silence and keep spaces, because the Lord wants to be with us and to reassure us and comfort us and be present to us.
Could we hear a word from either Ben or Gina? And then maybe if we could respond, Anthony and Julia, by singing God Alone, if that's all right, just expressing what we've heard today back to the Lord. Ben.
My PA was trying to sort me out. Anyway, Galatians 5:25. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. The sense I got was very much the Lord is blessing us a lot in each different way at the moment. But there are many blessings to come if we only keep his commandments, keep his ordinances now. Keep going, in other words. Amen.
And if I can also just ask Mimi to give her a word as well.
I felt very much, it's kind of a confirmation of Meg's. I felt the Lord was saying, I've brought you together, and be still and know that I am God. I am the God who made you that little speck in the universe, but you're also the most important to me. And I want to give you peace. I want to give you my peace. Accept my peace in all the troubles that are going on in your life. Let me give you my peace and be still and know that I am God.
Lord, we give you thanks for who you are. Lord, we give you thanks for who you make us as well, Lord. Lord, we thank you that we can be still in this place, in our households, and we can know that you're God. We can know that you're sovereign. We know that you reign over our lives and over the circumstances of our lives. And Lord, we thank you for reminding us again today that it is you who make our lives significant. Thanks be to you, Lord our God, for the call that you've given in each one of our lives. Amen.